At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
I was just laughing at Aaron Glenn again. I was saying to Mark, I'm like, what is Aaron Glenn talking about? I was happy with him trying to, you know, he just said he was happy with Justin Fields trying to get the ball downfield, force the ball downfield. He stared down one receiver, threw it into triple coverage. It was like a 10, 15-yard pass. Stop. he did not have another good game. He hasn't, I don't know. It doesn't matter. The Jets win. The Jets found a way to win. Shout out to Quincy Williams. Shout out to Will McDonald. Shout out to Armand Membu and Simpson hitting their gritty after they got the win. But Aaron Glenn, bro, you want to talk about a guy. He had the battery in his back off of just Woody Johnson giving him hugs. Woo! Now he's got two wins under his belt and a trade deadline win. Not going anywhere. Don't ask about my quarterback. It's a competitive disadvantage for them to know they're facing Justin Fields. Give me a break. 888-808-1019, as DB in the chat is talking to me about Jackson Dart. He says, Jones and Dart are playing very similar run patterns, and I think there's obviously parallels between, hey, the Giants drafted Daniel Jones, and they did the same thing to him, changed the head coach, blah, blah, blah. But, I went on to say, yeah, it's similar, and they also are repeating the mistake of firing the coach and keeping the GM. But Dart is different, bro. I think he's going to ball regardless. And DB says in the chat, yeah, he's superior mentally and physically. Maybe one day us Jets fans can have a quarterback like Dart. Maybe. Maybe if Aaron Glenn can identify a quarterback like that. Maybe he needs Darren Mooji to do that, a former quarterback, because I don't know what they saw in Justin Fields. They had me fooled, though. I thought they had a plan for Justin Fields. They still are figuring it out with Justin Fields. But anyway, we're talking about who's going to coach the Giants next. And, you know, we don't have any idea. But this is what you do as a fan. This is what we do as, you know, just fans being critical and thinking and using our brains. Like I said, you can rule out Brian Flores. You can rule out John Gruden. There's a reason nobody else has sniff those guys. There's a reason that, like, those guys are suing the NFL. And if you don't think behind closed doors, Roger Goodell and them are saying, hey, don't do that. Don't do that. Brian Flores is an offensive coordinator is fine. But, like, the face and front man of a team, mm-mm. There's only 32 of those jobs. John Gruden, he's with Barstool. And not for nothing. didn't Barstool and Portnoy get at Roger Goodell and call him a clown, and they got like banned from the Super Bowl and all this stuff? I don't think anybody's hiring John Gruden either. So we can keep going through your thoughts and your ideas and talk through who you think it's going to be. But I just think it's going to be tough to nail this with Joe Shane. I just think it's going to be tough to nail this with a guy with his reputation, his personality. Like, go back and watch Hard Knocks. He was the face of Hard Knocks. There is a reason that nobody in the NFL will ever do an offseason Hard Knocks. It was cool when we saw it. But then when we saw how it played out in the aftermath, it ain't cool anymore. It's mocked. They're made fun of. And the Giants, of all teams that wouldn't do the regular Hard Knocks for years, decide, yeah, come be a fly on the wall for Joe Shane's operation. And that's another thing. The Post just had an article with Joe Shane and that operation. And there's a lot of people talking about how they think Mara and Tish are fooled by Joe Shane because, yes, they have modernized the process. How Gettleman was old school, and we always made fun of his binders and how on draft night he had all these, you know, papers, like printouts, and not enough screens. And some people think that Joe Shane has kind of fooled the Giants into thinking that he's this smart, revolutionary GM, but where is the proof? I just think you're crazy if you don't think he's just as responsible for this giant mess as Brian Daboll is. No? And then, so, like, you know, when it came out today that it was Mara and Tish who came in with the decision, and I don't know how it goes. You just believe whatever you want to believe. Half of what you see, none of what you hear. But it was written Monday, late morning. Mara and Tish had a conversation on the phone together. They agreed it was time for a change, obviously. Like it was time for a change after the Broncos game, after you lost 10 straight games last year. They called in their general manager, Joe Shane, and informed him of their decision that offensive coordinator Mike Kafka would be elevated as the interim head coach. And then the co-owners brought Daboll in and told him that his time as head coach had come to an end. And a lot of us have gone back and looked at the video at the end of the game. He knew he was dead man walking. You can't lose that one and lose the quarterback. You can't. So Brian Daboll was, you know, dead man walking. He was going to be fired at some point. But it is kind of crazy to look at this Giants team and look at Shane Bowen, who still has a job. The first thing I tweeted was fire everyone after the Dallas game. But then I narrowed it down to, okay, fire Shane Bowen. That was week three. No, that was week two. And here we are now going into week 11 against the Packers, who are fraudulent, who have lost to the Carolina Panthers. If you had 150,000. I don't know if you guys are up on that. Carolina Mike. If you're on the internet like I am, of course. Like, Carolina Mike has gone viral. He performed at the game on Sunday where, of course, they lose to Tyler Shuck and the New Orleans Saints. But if you are a musical person and maybe you're a little off, make a Jets or Giants song. Go viral. Carolina Mike made a song, and all he did was talk about buying the Carolina Panthers or buying season tickets for the Panthers. He's a celebrity now. He's viral. He's a viral sensation. The kid Seth with the Colts, he's the reason that the Colts are doing what they're doing this year. This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. We love them for the shoe. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about. The younger generation that's on the internet knows. Let's get back to the phones talking about this giant mess. Ross is in Bergen County on the fan. What's up, Ross?
Hey, Keith. How you doing, man? I hope you had a good time on that trip.
I had a great time. Good to be back.
Love to hear it, man. I mean, this whole thing is just crazy with Daboll and all that. I thought for sure, and I knew the leash was getting shorter and shorter. I mean, the Denver, you're talking about the Dallas game. I mean, maybe just because Russ was there and Dart was like an unknown. I can't believe they all survived the Denver game. And now the thing that surprised me the most was that him and Shane weren't hand in hand, because I heard Evan bring it up before that Poles kind of did this with Eberflew, and then Poles sticking around despite Eberflew getting the door, and then Poles being able to hire Ben Johnson.
Yeah,
Poles and Eberflew didn't come from the same team. The whole dig with Shane, and then a few months later Daboll, or whichever way it was that they were both coming from the Buffalo regime
package deal. Like,
year
yes,
year.
Yes.
And I don't know what And I'm a little higher on Shane's moves than you are. I think guys like Drew Phillips, Dubin, are they going to go
they're
out
good players.
And win defensive player of the year?
They have their flaws like anyone else, but they're good players.
I think they're fine, yeah, but at the same time, I don't think that's something that warrants keeping the guy's job, three or four season after season. And if it is, I don't think what Dable's done is enough to fire him. I don't know where Dable did enough to get fired. And Shane Bowen, I mean, forget it. He should have been fired going into the year.
But they can't do it. That's what I said before. Like, who's going to run the defense? The defense is the pain point. The defense is the one folding when they have a lead late in the games. So, like, they can't fire Shane Bowen and say, all right, next man up, whoever's a defensive line coach, DB's coach, you've never done before.
Wink's laughing right now. You just know it. I mean, the whole thing with him and Dable having the falling out.
Yeah, he might have lit a cigar up. He might have cracked a bottle today in favor of Dable getting fired.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
I want to throw two names into the ring. I know everybody's talking about Gruden. Kiffin, I think, is the odds-on favorite. I don't really even get the Jesse Minter hype. I think they got to go offensive-minded. Just off guard alone, and it kind of feels like Kiffin's like the obvious choice, but I'll throw two obscure names into the ring. Just on the topic of Kiffin, everybody's talking about, bringing in Kiffin to appease Dart. How about Kenny Dillingham to appease Scat? I mean, you were talking about that AZ State game. That whole season for Arizona State was, a godsend. They wound up where I think they had one of the bye season that for the first year of the 12-seed format. Everybody raves about the guy. I know it's a long shot, but, I mean, everybody loves Scataboo off of what
that
three,
would be
four games
such a quick year. Ascent for him.
I mean, look at it's apples to oranges, but we saw Tony Vitello in baseball, first ever college coach turned MLB manager.
Yeah, they're going a lot younger. That's a trend in baseball. Yeah. I think the trend in the NFL is just going away from that. They're going to offensive coordinators that have been successful in the NFL. and that are next up and ready for their opportunity to take over as head coach?
I think the last one we saw was Rule, right? Because Urban
Meyer. Matt Rule to Carolina, coming out of Temple.
College. Yeah. And I'll throw another one in there is Anthony Campanelli. He's the Jaguars defensive coordinator. I don't know if you know the Campanelli dynasty here in Jersey. I don't know if there's like a local tie there and they bring him in. He coached at Bosco. I mean, there's connections there. I don't know. I think he's done a solid job with them.
I don't know if that's going to hold weight here in this. Like, thanks for the call, Ross. Like, then go get Darren Rizzi, the special teams coordinator that got head coaching consideration after he was the interim head coach for the Saints. Now I believe he's with the Broncos. Go get him then. This Giants fans are sick and tired of the losing. Like, every Sunday turning into the same deja vu, vicious cycle. They're not into the local ties and the fun stories anymore. Get somebody in here that knows what they're doing and get it right. Now, here's an example that, Pete Carroll. How has Pete Carroll done with the Raiders? Right? Like, he seemed like Tom Brady and Spytek and those guys out there with Al Davis. You know, or Mark Davis, how has that worked out going to an experienced head coach? It hasn't worked out in year one. Maybe it'll work out in year two or three, but like, he's old. Like, nothing is surefire, nothing's a lock. But I think you complicate the situation. It's already complicated. And I think you complicate the situation leaving Joe Shane here to be the one to go find this next guy and this guy having to agree to work with him. The Bear is in the Bronx on the Fan in New York.
How are you, Keith?
Good.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's a huge mistake leaving the general manager there. But how about this name? How about Jeff Fisher?
Jeff Fisher is a name that I just thought of because in the chat they were talking about how Steve Spagnuolo failed in St. Louis with the Rams. And I'm like, that's a place that a lot of good coaches went to fail. Jeff Fisher failed there.
Yeah, and he was pretty good with the Titans.
What, does he do any TV? Is he on NFL Network or is he hanging around? I think that might be like Steve Mariucci I'm thinking of.
Yeah, you must be because I haven't seen him on the NFL Network. But I don't know why his name isn't thrown in the ring.
Yeah, because he's just been out of the game for a good amount of time. Thanks for the call, Bear. Doug Peterson is another name that popped in my head. Doug Peterson is a good coach. Doug Peterson is a guy that would command respect. An offensive-minded guy that I think would come in and get things right. And he would know that, like he doesn't get any respect for what he was starting to do in Jacksonville. And they're always a mess. They're in the bottom of the barrel with the Jets and the Giants and the Browns over the last decade. And, I mean, what he did in Philly, you know, they quickly were able to pivot and go away from him and win another Super Bowl. But Doug Peterson is a name. I would interview him. I would see what he's about right now. And I know he wants to keep coaching. And I know he'd take this Giants job, and he'd hit the ground running. 888-808-1019. Tony is in Brooklyn next on the Fan. What you thinking, Tony?
I got an answer. Frank Reich. He had the Colts on the right track.
Did Boomer mention? Oh, well, Boomer wasn't on today when the news broke after the morning show. So that's a name I think Boomer might bring to the table or have some thoughts on. Yeah, he's a good coach, too, and an offensive-minded guy.
He had the Colts on the right path, I think.
Yeah, he did. He did. I don't know what he's doing right now. Is he coaching anywhere?
I don't know. I was going to ask you if you know where he was. I haven't heard his name in a while.
Yeah, I think he's at Stanford. He's at Stanford. He's, let's see.
I think he would jump at the job.
He's an interim head coach at Stanford right now, and I haven't watched much Stanford, but I know the tie to Andrew Luck, who went out there to be their AD, so that makes sense. But good call, Tony. Frank Wright is another guy that I would interview. Now, I had this thought during the break, and I went to try and look it up. You know how the Jets hired the 33rd team, and they left no stone unturned? They almost got to the point where they were interviewing people where I thought it was counterproductive. Like, they interviewed the Maryland coach, and Mike Locksley, and I'm like, what the hell are you interviewing him for? He's not even good at the college level. Like, what are we doing? But I think the Giants need that kind of process. But how are you going to have that kind of process if Mara and Tisch are already resigned to, we trust you, Joe, you got it. You lead the search. I think that's a mistake. I think that's a mistake because it's already complicated enough that you got to come into the New York market where it's tough. You know what I immediately thought today? Brian Daboll lasted for 4 years, and he was terrible for the last three. Tom Thibodeau got fired for losing in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, it's tough, man. I also thought about Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone is safe. Carlos Mendoza is safe. But they had to get rid of Brian Daboll. And the next coach that comes in here has to be someone first off the bat. And I hope that this changes. But first off the bat has to be somebody that Joe Shane likes, interviews, talks to. And these are long processes when they interview and talk to these guys. They get a good feel for each other's personality. It's got to be somebody that has seen and heard all these things about Joe Shane and says, nah, I don't mind that. And I think it's a really attractive job, minus that. Like, you have the quarterback. You have a number one wide receiver. You have the running back. You have Tyrone Tracy as well at running back. You could draft another running back with the draft capital. You have Brian Burns, Dexter Lawrence, Andrew Thomas, Cordell Flott, Drew Phillips. Like, you have, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much there. Abdul Carter. The complicated thing is this fan base is tired of losing. You'll be expected to win right away in the New York market, and you got to work with Joe Shane. It's that simple. John is in Warwick on the fan next. Hello, John.
Hey, Keith. How are you? Love your show. Keith, a name that I'd like to put out there that this guy is really under the radar, and he is a great football mind, former football player, a walk-on at Wisconsin, a great defensive coordinator at Wisconsin, and now is an assistant in Denver, is Jim Leonard, believe it or not, the former Jet. This guy has very quietly made his way up through the college ranks, has been very successful, and now is the assistant head coach with the Broncos. And their, you know, mastermind, offensive-minded head coach. He is a young guy. He is kind of a sleeper, but known to be very smart. And I think, like, he just somehow has to be thrown into this mix. You know, he may rise from the bottom, or it would be great if they even just looked at him. But he is a young, defensive-minded coach who's learning the whole game, who is out there, and nobody is talking about him. Nobody.
Well, you just brought his name up now, and I'm looking into him a bit. And, yeah, he's young, too, where I think that's a good thing. I think they're leaning towards these younger coaches, these offensive-minded coaches, but also these coaches that are able to connect with these players. And he's going to be now someone coming out of the Sean Payton coaching tree. And, obviously, you know, there's ties there to the Giants. I think that he's someone that they should interview, too. I really think they need to cast a wide net. They should be starting as soon as today. Joe Shane, if I'm Joe Shane and I hear that I'm safe, I would have my list of 10 guys right now. I'd start putting that list together right now. I'd start working on it because that's the only way he saves his job. That's the only way he gets an extension pass next year if he hits on the coach.
Absolutely, Keith. And also, you know, it's still a little too early. Shane, who I think should be gone, as most Giant fans, you never know at the end of the year if it continues to be dismal. They may let him go. But in the meanwhile, it's a bad move to keep him. And it's kind of disheartening to think that the two Giant owners would get together, converse about this situation, and come out thinking that Joe Shane is the guy, at least till the end of the season. That is disconcerting. That is alarming.
Thanks for the call, John. Yeah, honestly, I didn't think they were going to fire anyone because it's the Giants' way. The Giants don't fire the head coach in season. But, like, this is a literal dead man walking. The seat had been super hot. Like, not just last week, not just the Broncos game. I mean, that Saints game is one that that one's always going to get after you. Like, what? Lost to the Saints? You know, Daboll was always going to be fired. But yeah, it is kind of crazy that they got together and they were like, we're going to fire him now, but we're gonna give the vote of confidence to Joe Shane. You don't have to do that. Like, when that statement went out there, you don't have to do that. You could fire the head coach, and it's to be seen with Joe Shane. So that's where I think you're kind of repeating the same mistakes, and you're kind of missing the mark a bit. And, you know, I just know, remember in Hard Knocks, like, Joe Shane, a couple things rubbed me the wrong way. One of them, Joe Shane is riding around. I think he was riding around, like, Route 3 or somewhere in North Jersey. And he claims that he didn't know what station Sports Talk Radio was in this area. Yeah, you know, you never heard of 101.9 FM? The home of the Giants? Where Evan and Tiki are going to come out there and interview you? Like, don't play games. Like, that's how they opened up Hard Knocks. He's driving in a car. Like, oh, I never listened to the radio. Sure you do. Because, like, you have so many answers and things prepared, and then they showed us your process going into, like, just the combine. Oh, hey, what happens if they ask you this? What are you going to say? You know, Joe Shane has a lot of stuff that we've seen on video about his process and his personality that, like, this doesn't make anybody feel good. And then when they put the tweet out, they put the tweet out today, but they didn't put the full message out. Like, you had to click on the link and scroll down, you know, to get the full message. They really just put out, the New York Giants announced today, you know, Mike Kafka will serve. We spoke this morning about the franchise, blah, 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 blah. And then there was more that popped up later about Joe Shane and Joe Shane leading the team. And to me, that's why I said earlier, this is nasty work. Joe Shane, that was your right-hand man. You guys came here together. You guys made decisions together. You sat in meetings and press conferences, and you took the bullets together over the years, and somehow you saved yourself. For now, because I don't think it's a lock. I think there's a lot of people coming out there that are still giving Brian Daboll his flowers, but they understand. You know, I during the break, I'm going to try and clip some of that John Feliciano podcast. See, it's a 5-minute clip, but you got to just hear how these former players are talking about Shane versus Daboll. They got respect for Dabes. They don't respect Shane. Shane is the same guy that called somebody's agent and told him, don't pay the rent. I'm cutting your ass. That stuff, like, that travels. That was Nick McLeod last year. That travels with the players. Justin Pugh, who briefly popped in with the Giants a year ago. He said the next Giants head coach needs experience, cannot be a first-time head coach, needs to know how to deal with the outside noise and understand the pressure of being in New York. Most coordinators don't make great head coaches, so please spare me with those names. That doesn't make them bad offensive coordinators or DCs, but they're not CEO material, and that's okay. So many names will fly around, but there are probably only 1 to 2 names available now that work. Our best option is probably already a head coach. It's honestly worth the discussion. Should we trade for a head coach? I guess. Or you could do what the Knicks did, knock on everybody's door. Hey, your coach available? You giving him up? Can we steal him from you? No? Mike Tomlin's name's going to come up. Dan Orlovsky put out Kevin Stefanski with the Browns, assuming that the Browns completely tankathon and try and draft a quarterback and go in a different direction from Kevin Stefanski. You know, he's a former coach of the year winner. I think that might be somebody in consideration too, but like, what a giant mess. What a giant mess. Bobby Skinner, who I had on a couple weeks ago from formerly Talking Giants and now the Giants Nation pod, tweeted out, third time that John Mara has fired a head coach without the GM being fired. He fired Tom Coughlin after 2015 and retained Jerry Reese. Then it was Reese and McAdoo fired in 2017, fired Pat Shurmur after 2019, retained Dave Gettleman. Gettleman and Judge fired after 2021. Fired Brian Daboll in 2025, retained Joe Shane. Fill in the blank. Now, I know you probably heard me and definitely Big Mac say, okay, and this is weeks ago or years ago, okay, they fired Brian Daboll after Brian Daboll hit on the quarterback. Do you trust John Mara to make the right hire? I don't think he trusts himself. So what he's going to do is put his trust in Joe Shane. I don't think that's much better. I don't think that's much better, man. I don't know what to tell y'all. Robbie's in Lennox on the fan before we break. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. when I found out the news, it's funny. I was watching the game with my girlfriend the other night, and she left with 2 minutes left. She said, I know they're going to lose. And you know what? I said to her, this is a blessing in disguise. And finally, Dable's gone. But I agree with you. Joe Shane should be gone. I mean, look at the draft. You know what's funny? One of my friends will say, oh, they took Neighbors. I said, these are obvious picks. Scadaboo might be the best pick that he ever did. So, and that was one in the fourth round. So, but I'm glad he's gone. But I mean, to me, why isn't Shane Bowen lost his job today? And who says Mike Kopp is such a genius when you call, you know, a bunch of plays and you can't decide when you're going to take a touchdown on a 2-7 record with a half a foot to go? And they could have put Jameis Winston. If Dart does not play next week, I want to see Jameis Winston. I've had it.
That's the first test for Mike Kafka. Yeah. Do you roll Russell Wilson out there, or do you have the balls to say, no, we're going with Jameis?
No, you got to go with Jameis. And if you had Jameis last week, you could have put Jameis in at a half yard and extended Jameis. How tall is Jameis? 6'5"? You could have put him right in there, extended him behind the center, and you would have won the game, basically. Or the game would have been tied, worst-case scenario. So Dable was horrible. The Denver game should have been the end of him. Anyway, I just want to say one thing. By the way, a big Ranger win tonight. And you know what? The Knicks are so much more entertaining under Mike Brown. I watched the other night. Oh, my God, the passing, the movement. It's like all-time basketball watching it, Keith. You know? So anyway, brother, carry on. It is. It's so much better. It's like, yeah, you get your threes and stuff. But watching them pass four times in a sequence and watching guys drive down the middle.
Thanks for the call, Robbie. We got a break. Congrats to the Rangers filling up the net at home. And congrats to the Islanders, who I already mentioned, went over there to Newark and beat the Devils. But there's one thing to talk about, and we will continue talking about that right after this.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Okay, I got 20 minutes. Let's hit this thing. Let's keep rocking. Keith McPherson on the fan. Big Mac coming up next. There's only one thing to talk about. It's the state of the New York Football Giants. Brian Daboll is out. Joe Shane is still here. And I did go find the audio that I want to play for you right now. It's like 90 seconds. Bear with us. This is former Giant offensive lineman Jonathan Feliciano. And we got to give credit to the NOF, Not Our Fault podcast, where it's him and Jamil Douglas, two offensive linemen, ex-NFL offensive linemen. They're out of the game now. But like when you hear the actual players talk about these things, because we are in the modern day time where they have podcasts, they have YouTube, they can immediately go out there and do this stuff. You got to listen to it and you got to take their word for what it is, in my opinion. So let's play that.
I think Dave was the right guy for the job. It's kind of hard to win games when your best players get traded or just get away for nothing. You go down the list, myself, Jay Love, the safety from Green mm-hmm. Bay, McKinley, mm-hmm. Leo, Saquon. I mean, list goes on and on. Shane's going to get fired by the end of the season. I think it's easier to fire a coach during the midseason. All these guys are my friends. Joe Shane's my friend. We definitely had some rough passes, patches, especially after, you know, I had a pretty good year as a center over there. And then, I mean, just be all full disclosure. I mean, he offered me a little more than vet minimum. Mm. San Francisco comes in and offers me $3 million to be a backup, which I eventually became the starter towards the end of the season, starting the Super Bowl.
My boy got the bag on.
So, I mean, I didn't want to leave New York at all. I wanted to stay with Dave's and Bobby and help them, you know, lead that team. But obviously it worked out for me going somewhere else, making more money and making it to the Super Bowl.
So do you think he deserved to be fired?
Dave's no shot. Yeah, I understand the firing. You keep losing close games. But at the same time, it's you fire that coach outside. But when you're in that building, you know what he means to the players.
Yeah, you can cut it right there, Fleegs. That is pretty much what I've said all night. Right? And even using the example of Mike McDaniel, the head coach with the Dolphins, from week 2 or 3 on, people saying he was a dead man walking. They fired the GM, though, and the players responded to the coach. So what the Giants just did was get the best coach out of the building, the smartest X and O's guy out of the room. They also don't have their best player on the field now in Jackson Dart. So let's see if Mike Kafka makes the big decision whether he wants to start Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston. It won't matter either way. And also, you just heard Feliciano talk about whatever. Shane's probably getting fired at the end of the year. It's something that they do right now for the outside. But when you see the effect that it already has on a struggling team anyway, and they're about to go up against three of the better teams in the NFL, the Packers, the Lions, and the Patriots, consecutively, I don't know, folks. I don't know what to tell you. Good luck, I guess. Tony is in Fairfield, Connecticut on the fan next. Go for it, Tony.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So here's an idea that I think would fit the Giant tradition. I don't have a name, but a thought. How about one of the major service academy coaches? They've all had success. You wouldn't be recruiting a guy making $10 million a year. They're at a huge competitive disadvantage. They can't take advantage of NIL. And they continue to put a quality product, for the most part, on the field.
They're worth interviewing. I understand the line of thought.
I would interview every one of them.
I will say happy Veterans Day right now to those that are out there. I'm wearing an Army fatigue headband, not because I was in the Army, but out of respect for people that have served. I hear where you're coming from, Tony. Thanks for the call. There's no shot that they do that. I can't even name Army, Navy, or Air Force's head coach. I don't think it's ever been done before. This is a huge hiring. This is so crucial. Like, I can't stress to you guys, Big Mac's coming up and I know he will. I can't stress to you guys how important it is for them to get the right leader of men with the young talent that they have. If you screw this up, it will be such a miss. It'll set the franchise back. You're already set back 10 years. Like, you cannot mess up the early careers, the cost-effective careers of Jackson Dart, Cam Scataboo, Malik Nabers, Abdul Carter, Andrew Phillips, Cordell Flott. You know what I'm saying? Tyler New, like these guys that you drafted, you hit on these Theo Johnson. You hit on these guys in the draft class the last 2 years. And honestly, that's what's saving Joe Shane. But Joe Shane has to get this right. And honestly, I don't think it should be a lock that he gets to make the decision. Josina Anderson put the clip out that I was talking about. And I assume that this came from the Giants article, but I think it came from the New York Post, where it says, Joe Shane remains in his position as general manager and will lead the search for a new head coach. In quotes, we feel like Joe has assembled a good young nucleus of talent, and we look forward to its development, said Mara. Unfortunately, the results over the past 3 years have not been what any of us want. We take full responsibility for those results, and we look forward to the kind of success our fans. So that is what the Giants put out there. These are difficult decisions, and John and I do not take them lightly, said Tish, but we feel like this is the right thing to do at this time and will allow us to move forward. But like, I felt like they did not have to put any endorsement for Joe Shane in today's statement. Joe Shane remains in his position as general manager. Yeah, that was once you clicked on the link. And I felt like that was part of how Shane prepares for media stuff. I don't know if he necessarily had a say in this, but like, somebody in a lower level, like somebody made the graphic, someone typed this up, someone tweeted this out, and they might report to Joe Shane. And I won't say it was cowardice, but I felt like, you know, because you know how people put stuff on Twitter and then people don't ever click the link and take the next step forward? Like, I felt like this was hidden in a link. You know, the tweet says, Brian Daboll's been retired from his duties. Mike Kafka will serve. We spoke this morning, yada, yada, past few seasons. But they did not put in that blurb about the talent that Joe Shane has collected. Anyway, it is what it is, yo. It is what it is. Shane is safe for now. But you just heard from John Feliciano what he thinks about these players. And he was only there for a year, the first year, 2022. And he went on to greener pastures. He went on to the 49ers in a Super Bowl. He even mentioned Bobby Johnson. Bobby Johnson left, went on to greener pastures. Went to an NFC championship with the Commanders in his first year there. Why is it that so many guys have left and gone on to go all pro and to go to winning franchises and help winning franchises? Again, to me, it goes back to Joe Shane's GM book for dummies. He wrote it. He's the only one that reads it. Because there is a long list, and he just went through them. Julian Love, Xavier McKinney, Saquon, Daniel Jones. Like, there is a long list of guys that you showed the door so that you could do it your way. And you know what? We trusted your way because you came from the Buffalo Bills, and we thought you had the recipe or formula that they used that built it up for them after they were trashed for years, and now they're able to sustain winning. But you know what? After 4 years, your way hasn't worked. And after 4 years, we keep seeing people go elsewhere and win. You know who the next candidate is for that? It's easy to figure out. The next guy to go somewhere else and go to a winning program and help them win is Brian Daboll as an offensive coordinator, quarterback coach. Wait for it. You wait. Tim is in Maplewood, New Jersey. Tim, you're on the Fan. Timmy. All right, Tim's line is not really sounding good, so we'll have to move on. Sam is in Brooklyn. Sam, are you there? Is your line working?
I'm here, Keith. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Awesome. Look, I think the thing about keeping Shane, and I do kind of get it, is he has hit on a bunch of these draft picks in the last couple of years. So I understand why he gets a little bit more of a pass than Daboll, who coaching that talent hasn't been able to deliver. But I totally agree with you on the veteran management. Shane has done a terrible job and let a lot of good players walk. I wanted to ask you about Kafka. Like, What do you think he has to achieve to have a chance at keeping this job? I mean, he's got no Scatabu. He's got no neighbors. We'll see when Dart gets back in the lineup. He's kind of playing with a rigged deck, but he is young offensive talent. I feel like he's been interviewed for like half a dozen jobs over the last couple of years. He didn't get any of them, but do you think he's got a legitimate shot, or like, what do you think you need to believe for him to keep the job?
Win. Don't blow leads. Score points. I mean, if he's able, like, it sucks how it all played out. Because after watching the Packers tonight and Jordan Love tonight, I'm like, they're fraudulent as hell. And I remember the last time they came to MetLife Stadium, they laid an egg. And that could happen again this week. But you know what? The Giants are in flux completely. Like, I don't know, if Dart doesn't get concussed and they win that game against the Bears and Dable doesn't get fired, then you go into this Packers week thinking that they could maybe contend with them. This is a team that lost to Joe Flacco and the Browns. This is a team that lost to Bryce Young and the Panthers. Jackson Dart could beat them. But now, I don't think Mike Kafka has a shot to beat them. And I think he's going to be forced, his hand is going to be forced by Shane and co. to say, hey, we're paying Russell Wilson $10 million this year. He's the veteran. He's the next man up, when it should be Jameis. So the things that I need to see from Kafka, man, be man enough to make the decision to say, yo, Russell Wilson is cooked. Jameis, it's your time. You've been such a solid person for Jackson Dart and just a positive energy guy in the clubhouse. You get to start this week. And then if they're able to score points and keep a lead, then Kafka's name will be in consideration, but I don't think he really has a shot. Thanks for the call, Sam. I remember the Seahawks were interested in him. I think the Saints were interested in him. And I think what they did for him was kind of bump him up, you know, to keep him there. They bumped him up to like an assistant head coach. And they like gave him some more money. But I don't think he honestly is the guy for the job. I think what he is, yeah, he's an assistant head coach and offensive coordinator was his title. Now he's interim. I think what he is, he's obviously the continuity for Dart. And if you were someone that believes in this, and I don't believe in it anymore, it was contingent on, like, Dable being the, oh, he's got to stay there with Dart, was also contingent on him doing the other parts of his job, being the CEO and finding ways to win. You know, I saw Emmanuel Acho put out a clip today. He's like, just by NFL standards, you get fired. You don't keep that job losing those games that you had over a 90% chance to win. Like, those are fireable offenses. But if you want to, you know, talk about the offense and, you know, I think I heard someone calling a BT and Sal show this morning saying, you know, is there any world where, you know, they bring in another head coach and Brian Dable is the offensive coordinator? No. But maybe there's a world where they bring in a head coach and Mike Kafka is considered for an offensive coordinator spot. I really don't think there's anything that Kafka can do to win the head coaching job besides winning out. And they're not going to win out. They're not. There's a couple winnable games down the stretch, but these next three are going to be rough, man. These next three are going to be rough. We're in November now. And it's just not going to be pretty. Timber Tony up in Montreal, back on the fan. Tony, where you been?
Where you been, man? I heard you're on vacation.
That's what it was.
How are you, my good friend?
You weren't gone. I was gone.
Listen, man, we're in a major snowstorm up here in Canada today, and it just stopped after about 6-7 hours. So hopefully you're not in the same storm that we're in. But
no, it's cold down here, but it's not snowing. I think there is a freeze warning on, but we haven't hit the snow yet. I'm not looking forward to it.
Keith, you can't do any dancing tonight up here in Montreal. You're going to have to get your mucklucks on and your skidoo boots and everything else. But definitely not a good night tonight for walking around. I just want to say a couple of things. Dable, I looked him up, okay? Dable started out as a scout. He went to DePaul. He's a failed quarterback. He finished his career at DePaul. He was a freshman quarterback, finished as a receiver. Went to Carolina, was an area scout for Miami, went to Carolina, and he hooked up with Brandon, I believe his the actual assistant general manager, Brandon Bean.
Yeah.
And Brandon Bean and him followed a path all the way to the Bills, you know? And this is a nepotistic league.
Of course.
You know, it's complete nepotism.
It's not what you know, it's who you know. Better yet, who knows you and will put your name on top of other names.
So this is my point tonight. It's a nepotistic league. And all these guys that we're calling you in tonight, I've been listening for about an hour and a half. You know, your name in this. Where's the Tom Landry? Where's the Dick? You know, like these old time coaches that were scary coaches that lasted 20 years in one place. You know, when I was a kid, I used to watch Dallas. I liked Dallas. My dad said, look at this guy, Tom Landry, with his fedora. He was a calm guy and he built teams of power. And, you know, you never heard anyone criticizing him because he was an actual football guy. Or you look at Mike Ditka in Chicago when the Bears had the refrigerator and they had all these amazing players. These were real coaches. What do you have today? You have a bunch of guys that are nepotistic hangers-on. I was an assistant coach. I came out of DePaul. Bro, I could have played. If it requires me, okay, to be the scout equal to these guys, I could go down to the Giants. And I'll tell you one thing. You know what's missing? There's a psychopath coach like Mike Ditka that used to throw things and snot coming out of his nose during those after game meetings, and people were scared of him. The players were scared of him. They want to play for. Where are these crazy coaches, man? Where are these coaches? And then
they don't last long.
But look at Shane. Shane is a loser, okay? I'll call him a loser. He got through the system because he has buddies everywhere.
Right.
And you know what?
It's a boys' club.
He should be gone. You don't look at this. He hires his buddy out of the Bills, and then he fires him, and he doesn't fire himself.
It's a cold game. Thanks for the call, Tony. That's what I said. I don't like it. That's nasty work. You guys were hand in hand, right next to each other. You get to keep your job and find his replacement. That's crazy. You talk about where these coaches are? Like Jonathan Gannon, who came from the Eagles and has been the head coach the last few years with the Arizona Cardinals, when Amari DiMeccardo fumbled that ball at the one, and on the sideline he was seen kind of hitting him, which, like, it's not a problem. These are grown-ass men, and the player didn't have a problem with it. But he got fined, and he had to apologize, and it became this thing. Oh, my God, how dare he hit the player? I would hit him, too. You cost us the game. We lost to the freaking Titans, man. Those coaches don't last long. You need a player coach. You need a cool dad like Aaron Boone. Last call of the night goes to Felix in Pearl River. Go for it, Felix.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I just had a quick point to make. You know, next year I do think it's very important we get a new fresh start. You know, I think maybe it would be a good idea to get rid of Joe Shane. But my main point is, Dabo, I don't think that it was – I just don't understand the strategy of firing him in week 10. You know, Giants, let's be real, they're not making the playoffs.
It's a media thing. It's a here's your pound of flesh. We know that this guy's a dead man walking, and we have a home game. Thanks for the call, Felix. That's a good way to end. The Giants do things based on that building and the fan base. They have a home game coming up. The Packers fans are coming. 81,000 fans were out there, and a lot of them Eagles fans tonight, but the Packers fans are coming to take over that building. We got to do something to get our fans back on our side to come out and buy tickets and root for us so our building isn't overrun by the Packers fans, the cheeseheads, like it was with the Bang Bang Niner gang. I don't know what to tell y'all, man. I want the Giants to be good. My son might be a Giants fan. Like, I want them to figure this out and hit on this head coach. Because if they miss, like, bro, it's going to be a decade. It's going on a decade since Tom Coughlin. It's crucial that they do this right. All right, I'm out of here. Thanks for watching on the live stream. I'll be back tomorrow night. C-Max coming your way next. Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
WFAN, New York. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.